Previously on Mike and Molly.
Mike, I was writing.
You're always writing.
That's true. I come up from drinking, you're writing. I get up to smoke a bowl, you're writing. Honey, you have a serious problem.
There, done.
What'd you do?
I did what you should have done a couple of weeks ago. I sent your book to your publisher. You're welcome.
You actually sent it? Why would you do something like that? Oh, my God!
You. Your whole life, you've always finished what you've started.
This is different. It's my first book. That's a very big deal. If they don't like it, it's over. My career is done. Wow. Who knew publishers were so fancy? I'm not sure why I'm whispering. Maybe it's the art or the sculpture or the fact that you haven't spoken to me to kind of set a level.
Mr. Van Zander will be right with you.
Okay, so inside voices. It's okay. He didn't happen to mention what he thought of my book. I mean, I know that's kind of awkward for you, but this is already so awkward.
Would you like some water?
Yes, I would. And if one had the urge to throw up, where would one do it? Not much of a talker, are you? Oh. Is this a trick, or do I just kind of... Maybe I'll crack it like a coconut.
I love it. And I love you.
Oh, and I love that you love me too.
So what are your plans?
Well, right off the bat, I want to change my pants.
I mean for your future, because this, my dear, is a game changer. Books like yours don't come across my desk every day. I think what we have here is very nearly perfect. I really only have one thought.
One thought? Great.
Well, as you have it, your main character is searching for spiritual fulfillment and sexual awakening, which I love.
Me too. I mean, it's internal, but it's universal. I mean, it's really the whole reason I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. But what if instead of all that, every time she orgasms, she travels through time? She would have to seduce famous historical figures in order to climax her way back to her one true love.
Wow. I don't know how to... Wow, but I thought you liked what I wrote.
Oh, I loved what you wrote. But now, with my one little tweak, we're not talking bestseller. We're talking phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Okay.
Phenomenon. That's a TV series, movie trilogy, and if done right, a very erotic 3D ride at Universal Studios.
I hope I'm tall enough.
Tell us again, what were his exact words?
He said, we're not talking bestseller. We're talking phenomenon.
I told you!
We're rich!
Phenomenon, do-do-do-do-do. Phenomenon, do-do-do-do. Phenomenon.
Wait a minute, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I still have to do the rewrite.
Oh, you will.
I sent the right kid to college.
Amen to that. Phenomenon.
To be erotic and historically accurate. I basically have to write a whole new book.
Oh, just change some names and locations.
Yeah, turn panties into pantaloons, make it a ye olde ball gag, and you're good at the go.
I cannot tell you how proud of you I am. And look at me, I'm dancing. I haven't danced since 86 when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
I know, you didn't even dance at our wedding.
Well, I'm dancing now, baby. Say it.
No, bye.
Say it.
Oh, phenomenon.
I'm telling you, man, this is the right move. Now that you're married to a soon-to-be phenomenon, you gotta have a look.
I already got one.
No, what you have is a look away. Try on the gabardines.
The hell's a gabardine? A shirt about speak English.
You know, you're gonna have to learn these high-fashion terms if you're gonna be walking the red carpet with your famous wife.
When they ask you, who are you wearing? You don't want to say, Oshkosh Bagosh. Oh, my bagosh.
What do you think?
You got a lot going on there, man.
Cowboy boots, leather jacket. With an Indian headdress, you could be all the village people wrapped up in one.
I'm not used to putting together outfits, okay? When I go shopping, it's usually for one thing, and I try it on in the aisle over my clothes like a normal guy.
Well, those days are long gone, all right? You know, you're not playing on Mike Biggs anymore. You're Mr. Molly Flynn, the well-dressed symbol of her success.
Yeah, it's true. Behind every great man is a woman who spends all his money.
Are you man enough to be that woman?
You know what? I might be.
You'll be the Stedman to her Oprah.
I wonder if he shops here.
Hell no, man. We're in Mervyn's.
Here you go. This usually helps me think. Hot Dr. Pepper and lemon.
Oh. Luckily, I will not be needing that because, as you can see by my board, I have figured out this whole time travel direction change.
My crazy cousin had a wall just like this, except it was all about Bernadette Peters.
All right, I get it. It's a bit of a mess, but, you know, it all really makes sense if you just follow the yarn. I mean, the green yarn is for her emotional journey. The blue is for when she's going back into the past. The yellow is when she's launching into the future. And the red is very good because the red is the parallel journey that her lover is taking, but in the present. So it's very easy peasy, really.
One question.
Yeah.
Is that my good yarn?
Yes, although I did not know there was such a thing as good yarn.
Why is she slutting her way through time, anyway?
Because she's trying to get back to her one true love.
So when she goes back, will she time travel orgasm with him or just fake it for the rest of her life? Because I've lived that book with Mike's dad. It's a very dry read.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. I think I'm going to need some more yarn.
And does any orgasm do it? Say she backs herself onto a jacuzzi jet. Where does that send
her? Ew, Peggy.
Hey, this is your cockamamie story. Not that my opinion matters, but I like what you had. It was good writing and it made sense.
Well, I did too. But apparently you're not supposed to have any of that if you're trying to make a phenomenon.
Well, good luck. I'm going to go take a bath. If I disappear, don't use my good yarn to come looking for me.
Huh? What do you think? Hand-stitched calf leather, limited edition Brando cut.
Wow. You're a regular rebel without a treadmill.
Well, how do you like me now?
I'd love to mock you, but damn it, you can pull off a hat.
Hey, what are you doing home so early?
What are you wearing?
Not what, who? Mervyn.
To change.
Oh, because Carl said my old clothes look like a Goodwill bin threw up on me.
Mike, if there's anything I've learned today, it's to be true to yourself. And you have to listen to other people. Other people's good ideas might just have you looking like a big crazy mess.
But the hat works, right?
Boy, is that a one-way street? You know, when she wears something I don't like, I lie and go, I love it.
What'd you say?
You are beautiful.
you for seeing me on such short notice.
Of course. Anything for my new favorite author. So, what's on your mind, other than brilliant thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Those little suckers are having quite a wrestling match up there.
That sounds exciting.
No, it's not. Remember that idea you had about adding time travel into my book?
Not book. Phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, but... still has to be a book. I've been trying to wedge that bugger of a note in there, and I'm realizing that it's kind of unraveling all the wonderful stuff I had written originally.
Really? It's just one note?
Yeah, that changes everything.
Then what are you sitting here for? You've got a lot of work to do.
Look, I appreciate everything you're doing for me, but I don't think I'm the person to write this. This should be in the hands of somebody that shares your passion and has a lot more yarn than I.
Well, I believe you are that person.
Oh, and I believe I am not.
Well, I am so sorry if I led you to believe for one moment that you had a choice.
What?
I own you. Bought and paid for. Now, I don't want to hear another word or see you here again until your character has shagged her way to Fred Flintstone and back.
Your time's up.
Could I get one of those bowls of water? Get my parking valid.
Publisher. That's a great, huh?
He said he owned me. Yeah. Believe that? He owned me.
Well, he can't say that.
Well, he can, and he does. As long as he's still paying me, I'm just his little typing monkey. What is so funny?
Oh, I was just picturing a little typing monkey.
I mean, what did I think being a working writer was going to be like?
Well, you did buy that beret.
I know. I really did think it was going to be deep conversations and, you know, Paris cafes and drinking absinthe with other Hemingway wannabes.
Instead, you're sitting on a couch drinking a beer with the real deal Mike Biggs.
Not that I don't love you, but exactly.
What makes you feel any better? I had that same kind of wake-up call when I first joined the force. There's nothing like the movies.
What'd you want, like a French Connection?
No, Police Academy. Those guys were hilarious and great at their job.
You know who had it made? Angela Lansbury.
The old lady from Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah. She rode her bike all over Maine. She only wrote during the day, solved mysteries at night. God, she had it figured out.
So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to finish your beer and probably any others that are left in the house. Then I'm going to do what everybody else with the job does. I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to do the work.
All right. But know that if you do decide to quit, all my fancy new duds can go back to Mervyn's, except the hat.
Oh, you love your hat.
I do. But more importantly, you know that weird sweat ring I leave on my pillowcase? The same thing happened in the fedora.
All right, here we go. We got this. Mm-hmm. That, okay. Just plug my nose and dive right in. She closed her eyes in ecstasy and awoke in, robot down, 1776. Okay, 1776 it is. 1776, in the distance. She heard the town crier. Hear ye! Hear ye!
Hear ye! Hear ye! Hear ye!
Mr. Benjamin Franklin!
At your service.
Please, don't be frightened. And I know this may sound odd, but I need to tell you that I'm from... from the future. Now, I'm sure that this scares you to your core, but you need to understand that I'm not here to harm you. In fact, I'm here to make love to you. And when we do it, we need to do it well. So well, in fact, that our lovemaking will send me forward into the future, exactly 238 years into the arms of my one true love.
All right, let's get rotting.
Wait, wait. You're one of history's greatest scholars, a scientist, and a statesman. You're just going to buy into this?
Hey, don't look at me, lady. You're the one writing this horse crap.
Shut up and take off your pants.
Molly? Use your fingers.
So, how's our sexy sci-fi coming?
Oh, chug, chug, chug it along.
Oh, good. Just know this, your whole world is about to change. You won't be able to walk down the street without someone pointing and saying, there's the time-gasm lady!
That's the thought that keeps me up at night. You know, but I am having a bit of a dilemma, and you're the smartest person that I know, so I've come to you for help.
Ah, they all do.
It's in the writing. Mm-hmm. I've come across this character, brilliant man, handsome. I mean, almost beautiful. Born in England, studied at Oxford.
As did I.
No, you didn't.
Yeah?
No, you didn't. Oh, that's crazy. You know what? It's funny, because now that you say that, and I'm looking at you and thinking about him, you are very similar. You're very well put together, very self-assured.
Is he tall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's got to be six. What are you?
Six five.
So is he.
I love it. Tell me more.
Oh, well, what can I say? I mean, every man wants him. Every woman wants to be him.
Oh, I must tell you, I'm obsessed with this character.
Oh, well, get in line. So am I. I mean, the problem is that, you know, with this time travel element, she leaves and he gets left behind really early on, and well, I'm just too stupid to figure out a way to fix it, so.
I'm going to pitch something crazy.
Oh.
How about we beef up this well-endowed gentleman and just pull back on the whole time travel element?
That's brilliant. Oh, I mean, I just going off of what you said, now I'm thinking, can we just take that whole time thing and just get rid of it, lift the whole thing? Oh, my God, why didn't I think of this?
Because I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Well, that's another character trait that you might want to add.
Oh, you know what? Has anybody seen an incredibly tall, dark, handsome man 10 steps ahead of me? Because I have.
Of course, you know, it's a big change in direction. I'd have to read some pages before I could make the decision.
Yeah, well, you could read some pages, or you could just read the book.
You played me.
Like a big British fiddle.
I both love you and hate you right now.
Oh, the feeling is very mutual. Now, get me a ball of water and validate me.
Looking for family drama?
Far, far!
Arrest your mother-in-law.
Were you in a holding cell or a beauty parlor? Because you look great.
New Mike and Molly next Monday. There's only one more episode until the mind-blowing one-hour finale.
Is he getting naked?
If he was, I'd be covering my eyes.
It's almost the end of Two and a Half Men, new Thursday.
Scorpion is next, only CBS.